We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back to the broadcast booth alongside Matt Stevens. Here's the voice of the Bruins, Chris Roberts.
Welcome to Northern California, UCLA on the road at Cal. Take on the Bears this afternoon. UCLA comes into the contest with a 4-2 mark overall. The Bears, they're the same 4-2, and we're ready to play some college football. Fairburn says he's ready. Right-footed kicker steps up to the ball, puts his leg into it, and he booms one high end over end. Another 1st and 10, UCLA.
Great blocking out front by Duarte and Payton, giving Fuller some room to run the ball, and Fuller committed to keeping it outside, not dancing around the two blockers.
Fuller and Payton flank out wide. Hundley gets the ball. Wants to go airborne, throws it out in the flat, complete. That's at the line of scrimmage. 40, 35, and 9-yard gain to Paul Perkins. Boy, he was moving. Stephen McClure in on the tackle.
Boy, I love the way that Brett Hundley is getting rid of the ball so quickly. That time Perkins opened up in the flat, and quickly Hundley planted the foot and got it out there so Perkins could make a move after the catch.
Tyler Scott's checked into the game as a wideout. He'll be the third man on the near side left. Hundley on a second down and short yardage gets the snap. Draw play. Perkins runs and loses yardage to the left. Dropped at the 38-yard line. Line of scrimmage was the 35. Jalen Jefferson in on the tackle. So that went backwards for UCLA.
Nothing inside in the interior for Perkins. Tried to dip it outside. Jefferson got Perkins around the ankle. Now a 3rd and 3 for the Bruins.
38-yard line of Cal. Bruin ball. Here's a handoff. Perkins straight up the middle. He's got to get past the 35, and he's dropped at the 36 in Cal territory. Looked like Trevor Kelly made the hit.
UCLA going to go for it.
Fourth down, why not? They line right up. Why not? Quarterback keeper, and have the QB do it for you. Straight ahead to the 34-yard line. Nice dive by Brett Hundley.
Boy, it's nice to have a quarterback, 6'3", 230 pounds. He got hit by his own lineman. He ran up on Brendel, but then the power, the strength of the freight train quarterback of UCLA, Hundley picking up the first.
Here's the big package in there now with Jack getting a handoff, running right, turns the corner, 30, 25, still on his feet, spins out of bounds, running right to the 22-yard line. There's some power running by Miles.
Who
Aaron
didn't he,
Walker in on the tackle.
Who didn't he stiff arm? Miles Jack stiff arm about four Cal defenders trying to get him at the thighs. And he's able with those powerful legs to run through tacklers.
Vanderdoes lines up as a halfback, but a handoff. Jack running left. Tries to turn the corner to 20, breaks the tackle, goes to the 16-yard line left, and pushed out of bounds on the near side. He will not give up when there's hits on him. Austin Clark pushed him out of bounds. They mark it 16-yard line of the Cal Bears. Bruin ball, no score after a 4-yard run by Miles Jack. 3:57 left in this first quarter. Bruins, they're in the red zone now. Second down, 6. 16-yard line. Still the jumbo package. Snap. Hundley throws it towards the end zone near corner over the head of his intended receiver, Jordan Payton. Cedric Dozier was back defending, but it's incomplete.
And good coverage by Dozier. Payton, a big guy, back shoulder fade where UCLA has had a lot of success throwing that route to Payton. Dozier all over him. No room to fit that ball in there by Hundley.
All right, the big package out. Normal wideouts, and running back Paul Perkins lines up as a halfback on the left. In the shotgun, Hundley now looks back towards the bench, goes up under center. Might be changing the play, now backs up 5 yards. Third down and 6 from the 16 of Cal. Hundley's got the ball, fades back, throws this one under the coverage screen. 15, Perkins 10, 5, touchdown UCLA! The Bruins score first, 6-0 UCLA before the extra point with 3:33. Remaining here in the first quarter, a 16-yard hookup.
Beautiful call by Noel Mazzoni. Screen set up perfectly on the left side. Actually, Perkins overruns his blockers. He didn't set him up, but it's all Paul Perkins breaking a tackle along the sidelines and taking it in himself.
Jaime Fairburn in to attempt the extra point. Neuheisel, the holder. Good snap from Longo. Kick is up. Good. 7-0 UCLA. 3:33 remaining here in this first quarter of play.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Hey Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCalHondaDealers or on Twitter at HelpfulHonda.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
First and 10, 20-yard line. Hundley, play action, throws it complete. Jordan Payton, 25 on the right, stepped out of bounds right there where he caught it at the 25-yard line. 5-yard gain. Darius White was back defending. We're going to give him a 6-yard gain. Second soft, down and 4.
Soft cushion again by Darius White. And Jordan Payton, after the catch, he's a big dude to bring down.
Love those hands. Handoff. That goes to Perkins. He'll run it across the 35 to the 40. to about the 43-yard line. So, nice run. And, you know, Michael Lowe had to make really a great tackler. He's gone.
And you're seeing this Cal secondary. They're rotating a lot of guys in. Looks like they're having problems with the injuries.
Here's a handoff. Nope, it's going to be play action. Ball caught by Scott. He'll run it to the outside. Tyler Scott. Penalty flags fly right where he caught the ball at the 40-yard line. Stephen McClure is the man that pushed him out of bounds on the near side.
Jordan,
let's see how they unravel this.
Jordan Payton cannot engage a block when the ball is in the air. And that's what he's going to get called for. Zone
holding.
Read.
Number nine of the offense. 10-yard penalty. Still first down.
Well, they're going to call that a holding. But
too bad.
Darius White coming up to try and make a play on that zone read. Hundley, instead of running the ball, throws it outside. And Payton looks at the sideline at Noel Mazzoni. My bad. He knows it. But UCLA, now that's going to back him up. First and 20. So far, so good with the penalties until that Jordan Payton hole.
30-yard line's the line of scrimmage in Bruin territory. Hundley waits for the ball. He's got it. Looks to the right, throws this one complete. Nate Iesse out of the backfield, takes it up the right sideline, pushed out of bounds at the 39. That'll get some of it back. Darius White is the man that made the hit.
A lot of quick hitting plays. You can tell Noel Mazzoni has tweaked the game plan. He wants to get the ball out of Hundley's hand quickly and let the playmakers make plays after the catch.
Devin Fuller in the slot on the right. Outside of him, Jordan Payton. Shotgun formation, second down and 12 from the 39. Hundley's got it, looks right, now starts to run. In traffic, up the middle, gets across the 40, fumbles the football. It's going to be picked up. Nicky Hardy Nickerson, he's going to return it inside the 20. So Hardy Nickerson picked up the fumble by Hundley and returns it to the 18-yard line. And...
yeah, just too much by Brett Hundley. He saw the protection. It was collapsing, so he decides to run with the football. And as he's running, he fakes out one guy moving right that has to move left, then circles around, and then he gets up in between a couple of linemen. And as he's going down, he loses the football. Nickerson right there to come in, pick it up. And now Cal, excellent field position on the UCLA 18-yard line.
7-0 UCLA. Goff with Lasko, half back right. He'll get the snap and the gun. Goff under pressure, throws it. Complete. 15-10-5. Diving out of bounds. Treggs ran it across the field from left to right. Pushed out by Anthony Jefferson. It's first and goal at the 3-yard line.
The leading receiver, he's going to make a play. Bryce Treggs, he goes underneath on a short crossing route. Loses Ishmael Adams. Goff hanging in the pocket, gets the ball to Treggs.
Snap, Goff. Handoff, Lasko. He'll run it in from the halfback left to the right. Touchdown, Cal Bears. Now we're 1 point away after the 3-yard touchdown run by Lasko of seeing a tie ball game here in Berkeley. If the extra point is good, we've got it. 12 minutes left in the half. Right now it's 7-6 UCLA.
UCLA not set on defense, and that's why Lasko able to push his way into the end zone.
James Langford ready for the extra point. Good snap from center. The hold, the kick is good. And it's a tie ball game at 7-7. Four plays, 18 yards, 127. Time of possession. That was set up on the fumble by Hundley. And now it's tied up at 7-7. 12 minutes left in the second quarter. Bruins have it third down. 7 from the 19-yard line of the Bears. Hundley's going to come out in the same wide receiver set. 4 on one side. Devin Lucien, he's 1-on-1 on the far left. Hundley at QB. Let's see how the Bruins play this one. Hundley wants the ball. He's got it. Throws the wide receiver. Screen incomplete. Wanted to get it to Fuller at the 20. Threw it by him. Fourth down.
And that's a bad ball by Hundley, but you can see that Hundley's going down there. I don't think it was a correct route by Fuller. Fuller was widening, and I think Hundley wanted him to get upfield, and that's where the ball was thrown. Kaimi Fairburn, he's going to come in now for a 37-yard attempt.
Longo, the long snapper. Neuheisel, the holder. Fairburn, 5 of 8 in field goal attempts this year. Good snap, good hold, good kick. It's long enough. Is it straight enough? Yeah. And the Bruins add 3. 10-7, UCLA, 37-yard field goal by Kyaimi Fairburn. 9:44 left in the second quarter.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, Bruin fans, score big when you take the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner to top destinations in SoCal. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Why worry about traffic when you can sit back in your seat and enjoy a beautiful trip along the coast? Let the Pacific Surfliner take you to famous wineries, laid-back surf towns, bustling cities, or home for the weekend. Check out our student discount, trip options, and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
7:21 left in the first half. 10-7 UCLA. They lead Cal. I'm Chris Roberts. Matt Stevens right next to me. Wayne Cook on the sideline. UCLA takes over. First and 10. 13-yard line. Bruins have Tyler Scott into the game. He'll be a wide out with Jordan Payton on the near side. Looks like Massington on the far left.
And Connor McDermott, Malcolm Bunch clearing some space. Those two guys on the left side.
Hundley gets the snap. Hand off. Perkins fumbles the football at the 20-yard line, and it's recovered by Cal.
Going right through a good-sized hole. Paul Perkins not hanging on to the ball. Ball security when you're in your own territory. And it was Hardy Nickerson. Looked like he stuck a hand in there. Hardy Nicholson already has a fumble recovery himself. And the ball pops loose. And once again, an excellent opportunity for Cal on the UCLA 20-yard line.
It'll be second and goal. 7-yard line. Snap. Goff throws it. Incomplete. Penalty flags fly. Did he catch it? Touchdown. Yes. Penalty flags fly. Looked like it was out of bounds. But the concentration and the second effort by the Bears.
That's all Chris Harper.
He made a one-handed grab.
Number one. A penalty, it's declined. Touchdown.
Yeah, just a simple fade route. And Jared Goff, a perfect ball outside shoulder again. Harper too much for Ishmael Adams, who was also holding the Bear receiver.
That's going to be his fourth touchdown catch of the year. And the 23rd touchdown pass by Goff. James Langford in to attempt the extra point. The kick is up. It is good. And now it's Cal 14, UCLA 10. 5:46 left before halftime. Not bad field position at the 34. Play action, Hundley. First and 10. Throws the quick hitch. That goes to Payton across the 40. Right on the near sideline. Gets across the 45. Pushed out of bounds and dropped by the Cal Bears. And it's the Bruin first and 10 at the 46-yard line. Hundley shifts from a tailback down to a halfback. Throws a pass to the outside. That goes to Fuller. He'll run it inside the 45. Cal territory, dropped at the 41-yard line. So the tackle made by Trevor Kelly and Michael Lowe.
Yeah, picking on Cameron Walker, that side of the field. Good blocking out front by Jordan Payton.
12-yard gain for the Bruins. First and 10 at the 41. Snap Hundley again. Hand off Perkins straight up the middle. Picks up about six quick yards, maybe five at the most. See, that knee came down. Second down and five. Jonathan Johnson in on the hit.
Nate Stark's coming to the game. I saw him along the sideline, and he is a big dude. They list him at 6'2", 205. I think he might be bigger.
Well, Johnson is a asset that they're calling on today. Snap Hundley, fake handoff. He'll run it. Option to the far side and pick up a couple of yards to the 34. Jonathan Johnson, he'll pick up the tackle on Hundley.
And that's a good play on Hundley, trying on that zone read to get into a running lane. UCLA, third and three.
Ball just inside the 35 of Cal. Hundley in the gun. Perkins, man in motion. Now they hand it off inside, and that's going nowhere. Fuller came from right to left, and the handoff to Paul. No running room, stacked up. 33-yard line.
No hesitation by Jim Mora. He's going to send back in Paul Perkins at tailback. UCLA, they're going to go for it on fourth and three.
So they're in Bear territory. 34-yard line. Perkins back in there as the halfback. Hundley, he's going to take the snap from center, and now a timeout. Timeout called by Cal. Bruins break from the huddle. Eldridge Massington flanks out wide left. Bruins put Nate Yessi as a wingman on the right. Paul Perkins, the running back. Hundley waits for the snap. He's got it. Gives it to Perkins. He'll break a tackle. Pick up the first down. 30, 25, more than that. Dropped at the 22-yard line. Good hustle. And the tackle made by Noah Westerfield and Cedric Dozier. There's a 13-yard run. The Bruins right back to the ball. They trail 14-10. Play action, Hundley. He'll loft one for the end zone. Massington can't get it as he ran down the left sideline. Back defending him was Cedric Dozier. And incomplete, Hundley, second and 10.
Hundley not sharp. I mean, that ball was thrown 12 yards out of bounds. And you're not giving your receiver a chance. The ball was also late. Very surprised that Brett Hundley isn't as crisp as he should be here in the seventh game of the season.
Jordan James along with Paul Perkins. Now they put James in motion. Hand off Perkins right up the middle. 15 up to this first down marker near the 12-yard line. Very close to a first down. Let's see where they spot it. Yep, they're going to say first and 10, UCLA. They'll mark it, 11-yard line. Westerfield with a hit.
And if I'm UCLA, I'm going to let some more of that clock run down. 3:04 left before half. Remember, Cal, no timeouts.
Hundley now puts Perkins in motion. Handoff. Jordan James right up the middle. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA. What great second effort by the man that got the call. Jordan James went right through Patrick Morrell and Michael Lowe for the score. That's beautiful.
They say Jordan James, yeah, he's a shifty back, likes to get out in space, but we didn't suspect Jordan James was going to carry a Cal defender into the end zone. Power running by Jordan James.
His first TD of the year, and it was a beauty. An 11-yard run. Here's the extra point by Kyamie Fairburn. Neuheisel, good hold. Longo with a good snap. 17-14. UCLA, they have the advantage now in front of Cal. 2:50 left here in this first half. 51 seconds left on the clock here in the first half. 17-14. UCLA leading the Cal Bears. First and 10, 16-yard line. Bruins snap to Hundley. He'll look left, get hit, bounce out left. Now throw the ball, caught near the 29-yard line. Really a high wire act by UCLA's Devin Fuller and Jalen Jefferson pushed him out of bounds. First and 10 Bruins, 43 seconds left in the half, 13-yard gain.
Cal defender tried to hit Optimus Prime, Brett Hundley, and just fell off him. Clear shot, can't knock down the big quarterback for the Bruins, who then rolls to his left and throws a bullet to Fuller along the sidelines.
Fuller and Lucien flanked out wide on the left. Hundley's got the ball again, wants to throw, this time right, throws it complete. Jordan picks it up, and Jordan goes out of bounds on the near side. Jordan Payton almost had to field that like a shortstop, but he grabbed it. Walker pushed him out after a five-yard hookup.
And didn't go down on a knee to scoop that up. Then smart enough to get out of bounds, stop the clock. 37 seconds remaining before the half.
Second down, six. 31-yard line, Bruins. 17-14, UCLA. They want another score. Hundley's got the ball in the gun. Drops back. Throws this one out. Pattern complete. Just across the 50-yard line. That's to Jordan Payton. That's beautiful on that little timing route. And they pick up a first and 10 and stop the clock. And it's Cameron Walker that got him out of bounds.
Jordan Payton begging for the football, saying, I got Cameron Walker. Throw me the ball, Brett Hundley.
Hundley, three wide receivers left. Then Payton on the right. Hundley's got the ball, drops back, looks left, now rolls left. Hundley throws it on the run, and this ball's caught by Lucien, but I think he's out of bounds on the far side near the 29-yard line. Cedric Dozier back defending. Pressure from Mustafa Jalil.
24 seconds left. UCLA still has two timeouts. Brett Hundley forced outside of the pocket, going to his left, unable to get that ball off his shoulder in time to get it to his intended receiver.
We are going to get an ID in here, but this really, the plays are just coming one right after another. Second and 10, 49-yard line. Bruins in Cal territory. Screen pass, good. That goes to the 40. 35-30 down the near sideline. Perkins is diving into the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA. 49-yard screen pass right. Yeah, they scored on a screen pass before left back in the first quarter.
Number 52's helmet of UCLA came off during the down. He must sit out for one play.
So why not try a screen pass to the right side if you scored one left back in the first quarter? This one gigantic for 49 yards to Paul Perkins.
Big time play call by Noel Mazzoni as Cal was coming with the blitz, bringing
the
six guys.
The previous play is under review. The ruling on the field is a touchdown.
You got to have evidence to reverse it.
The ruling on the field stands. Touchdown.
Well, they don't like it in Berkeley, that's for sure. 23-14 UCLA before the extra point.
Are we in Berkeley or are we in UCLA? I mean, there seems to be more UCLA fans in this stadium than Cal fans. A very sparse crowd for the Bears at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, maybe that was a cheer that they liked to call. Here's the extra point. Good by Fairburn. And the Bruins 24, Cal 14.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
Hey, Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCalHondaDealers or on Twitter at HelpfulHonda.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
First and 10, UCLA, trailing by one with 2:26 left in the third quarter.
Boy, you look at Austin Clark, defensive tackle for Cal. He's got his shirt untucked. 5'11", 270-pound senior. Sweat, blood, all over his pants. He's a warrior out there.
Massington,
for the Bears.
He's the furthest wide out on the right. Handoff. Perkins running left to the 30, 35. So he'll pick up 6 yards and be tackled by Devontae Downs. Second down and 4 for UCLA from their own 35 and trimming by 1.
Jordan James is going to go in for Perkins. Looked like he fell awkwardly on his right arm.
And Perkins will line up as a halfback on the right side. Hundley with the spread offense. Gets the ball in the gun. Drops back. Fires it. That's complete. That goes to Massington. Shy of the first down marker. At about the 39-yard line, Devontae Downs wrapped him up. Now they're going to say he got it. Made the first down. First and 10, Bruins.
Snag route inside, then a corner behind Massington. You high-low a corner. Hundley goes to Massington on the short route. Enough for the first down.
Jordan James flanks out wide, near side. Here's a handoff. No, it's a fake. Hundley's got it. He runs it after faking it. And now a little fisticuffs on the far side of the field.
How is that not a penalty?
Caleb Bentnock had his helmet knocked off, I think, on the far side.
That is unbelievable. The referee did not see
the
seven punches.
The helmet of number 74 came off during the play. Oh. He must sit out for one play.
This is a poorly officiated game here in the second half. You cannot have a player punching another player without a helmet on.
Well, you can't punch a player, period.
Unbelievable. Insult, the referees missed that.
Insult to injury with the helmet off, right? Snap, Hundley. Hand off up the middle. Perkins takes it for a first down up to the 50-yard line. First and 10, UCLA. Johnny Johnson in on the hit with Trevor Kelly.
Good so run by Jordan James.
Right at the 50-yard line, you're right.
Getting up in between. It was Brindle and also Questenberry.
All right, in the backfield. Bruins. Hundley gets the snap, throws one complete. 46-yard line, spin around catch. Good for about 5 yards. Eldridge Massington got kind of swarmed over after he grabbed it over the middle. Cameron Walker leading the way.
Massington becoming that Thomas Duarte guy, working the middle of that Cal Bear defense.
I think we got Nate Starks in there too. And here's a pass swing left. Jordan catches it, goes down the near sideline inside the 20 and makes some yardage. Boy, Jordan just moved it, and Jordan James picks up the first down for 31 yards on the swing pass to the left, and Michael Lowe in on the tackle.
Jordan James knows what to do out in space with a couple blockers in front of him, slicing in between a couple of Cal Bears. And now a timeout by Cal.
With 20 seconds
timeout,
left.
California, their first of the half.
In the third.
It's a 30-second timeout.
28-27, Cal up by one. Bruins knocking on the door at the 15-yard line of Cal. Hundley, he's the quarterback in the gun. He's got Jordan James right next to him on the left. Jordan James fakes the handoff grab, and Hundley runs it. He's going to go into the end zone, turn right, and score the touchdown. Oh, he made that look easy. A 15-yard run by Brett Hundley after the fake to Jordan James, and it's a score.
Rode the inside zone read. Long fake by Brett Hundley. Then he gets outside, stiff arm. Then he pops off a tackler, finds some room along the sidelines, and gets in. UCLA, they're going to go for two.
Why not? Leading 33-28 right now. Bruins are going to try to put a deuce on the board. Brendel stands up at center, now gets back down. Hundley waits for the snap, gets it, fades back, throws the out pattern to Payton. Near side, no good, incomplete, threw it wide of him. Back defending Darius Allensworth. The extra point attempt, they went for two. For not, still 33-28 UCLA.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it Interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
33-28, UCLA leads Cal, 12-18 left in this ballgame. And as it's unfolded, I think really it's been a game that people kind of expected. You know, both offenses can score. Who's going to be the defense that's going to be able to stop you? And are mistakes going to hurt you? Two of the touchdowns by Cal today have come on fumbles by UCLA. And, you know, you take advantage of mistakes from the opposition to try to put it in the end zone, but the Bruins still have a five-point advantage.
A five-point advantage, and everything has gone in Cal's favor in this second half. And the Bruins so far have weathered the storm, but another storm has just arisen as the Bruins. They're going to get the ball on their own half-yard line. The entire offensive line of UCLA is going to be lined up in the end zone.
Yeah, Jordan James is going to be a running back. Paul Perkins, we know, has a wrist injury. Devin Lucian flanked out wide on the left. Mossy Johnson and Jordan Payton there on the right. Wing back Nate Iesse in the gun. Snap. Hundley. Handoff. Payton dives forward. He was in the end zone when he got hit and dove to the 1-inch line. And it was Nicky Hardy, or Hardy Nickerson, that came up and made the hit.
Yeah, UCLA, you know, sometimes you take a shot downfield, because Cal is committed to trying to get a safety. The linebackers are teeing off at the line of scrimmage.
They're thinking about two hands over the head. The signal for a safety. Second down 10 from the half-inch line. Here's a quick little pass to the outside. That goes to Mossy Johnson. He'll get some running room up to the 10 left and be pushed out of bounds at the 11. That'll get you to breathe a little bit better if you're an offensive player.
Great call, Noel Mazzoni. Just great call. He saw the commitment of Cal defensively at the line of scrimmage. Snuck out Mossy Johnson just on a swing route. Easy pitch and catch, giving the Bruins some breathing room.
And a first down, first and 10. Snap to Hundley. He'll throw the pitch and catch. Complete. 20. Lucian 30. Up to the 35 on the left side. And knocked out of bounds by Michael Lowe. Well, there's a nice little throw. And how about run after contact by Devin Lucian, and a 22-yard gain.
Boy, I love seeing Lucien get the football. Tons of talent. This kid making a play after the catch.
First and 10, 33 of the Bruins in the gun. Hundley, play action, throws the hitch. That's to Johnson. Mossy across the 35, 40, knocked out of bounds right at the 43-yard line. Mossy, Johnson with a grab, and Stephen McClure with the push out, 11 yards.
Let's see what Art Kaufman, the defensive coordinator, is going to do for Cal as UCLA just throwing some quick screens to the outside, picking up big chunks of yardage.
Yeah, and it's working. First and 10 at the 44. Here's a handoff. James straight up the middle. Jordan struggling to the 47-yard line. He'll pick up about three, and it'll be second down and seven for the UCLA Bruins. Mustafa Jalil in on the tackle.
Knifing for tough yards, Jordan James, but that's good defense by Jalil.
Second down, seven. 48, snap, Hundley. Here's Jordan Payton, quick hitch, pitch, catch into Cal territory at that 48-yard line and pushed out by Michael Lowe and looked like Cameron Walker. Five-yard gain. They didn't say he got out of bounds, so the clock is still running. 10:05 left.
Excellent.
33-28 UCLA.
Excellent ball handling by Brett Hundley. The fake, then getting it out quickly to Payton.
All right, Hundley's going to do it again. This time Starks, the ball carrier, running left, breaks a tackle, stays on his feet, picks up the first down to the 44-yard line, and Mustafa Jalil in on the hit after a 3-yard run. First and 10 Bruins.
And there's a Cal player down. Nate Starks, he is very committed
timeout
to getting north and south when he runs the football. In fact, he got hit short of that first down, able to spin out of that tackle and then just drive forward for a couple of extra yards to make sure they didn't have to bring out the chains. What a great drive so far by UCLA. They started in their own end zone.
Hard-fought game. First and 10 Bruins, Cal 44. Hundley gets the ball. Handoff is going nowhere. Nate Starks didn't get back up to the line of scrimmage. Lost a half yard. Jake Kearney led the charge. That's the strong side linebacker.
Jake Kearney, the JC transfer. Another 220-pound linebacker. And although the linebackers for Cal aren't big, they're all 220, 225. They're a very quick play sideline to sideline.
Mossy Johnson and Devin Lucien. They flank out wide left. Mossy looks over at Lucien. Lucien's pounding on his chest like, get me the ball, Brett. Hundley in the gun. Waits for the snap on a second and 10. He's got it. Throws the quick hitch out to Nate Starks. And he's going to lose yardage on the left side. Make that the right. Couldn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Tackled at the 46, a yard loss.
And what we've seen so far out of this Noel Mazzoni attack against Cal, everything is horizontal. Nothing has been downfield over 10 yards. And you wonder, with the loss of Thomas Duarte, if that's the problem.
Third down, 12. 46-yard line. Hundley with a big third down play. UCLA leads it 33-28. 8:21 left in the ballgame. But they'd love to keep the drive alive. Let's see what Hundley does here. Waiting for the Brendel snap. He's got it. Play action. Rolls back. Sets. Throws. Intercepted. And picked off. That's going to be grabbed by Cameron Walker. He'll go down the far sideline. Return it to the 33-yard line. And go out of bounds in front of the Cal Bear bench. First and 10. 32-yard line of the Bruins. After the return on the INT, Rebenzer gets the ball. They do a little razzle-dazzle, reverse, fake handoff, and then a run from the right to the left and trying to turn the corner. Not much room for Chris Harper as he finally gets nailed by UCLA for a loss of about maybe two. Back to the 34-yard line, one and a half at least.
Sudden change of possession. Razzle-dazzle by Cal. Bruin defense, they're prepared.
Trey Watson, he's the running back now, is a half on the right. Back in there, that's Goff. Jared gets the snap. Steps up in the pocket and throws it complete. That goes to Trey Watson, upended at the 25-yard line. Right there to make the hit, Jalil Wadu, along with Eric Kendricks. But there's Is there a penalty flag?
Yeah, there's a penalty flag thrown downfield in the secondary, and we're going to have to see who it is on. And UCLA, they're complaining that the receiver downfield initiated the contact, but I don't
know. Number 23, defense, prior to the pass. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. It's an automatic first down.
And they're going to call that on Anthony Jefferson. He is saying that it was Lawler who went downfield, initiated the contact. Jefferson can't believe it. Still, a nice play by Goff. UCLA forcing him to step up in the pocket, and he finds an open receiver again.
Goff, the quarterback, calling signals. Waiting for the snap from center. He's got it. Sets, throws long to the end zone. Man open. He catches it. Touchdown, Kenny Lawler for the Cal Bears. A 24-yard hookup. And now the Bears lead by one, 34-33.
Out and up. ISO on Anthony Jefferson. Kenny Lawler, just an absolutely wonderful route. He gets a step on Jefferson, and you cannot say enough about how perfect a throw from Jared Goff into the end zone, giving Cal the lead.
In to attempt the extra point, James Langford. Timeout called by the Bears.
Timeout, California. Their second of the half. It's a 30-second timeout.
How are you going to see Cal come in? They're going to go for two, Chris.
Here's the snap to Goff. Two-point conversion's going nowhere. He is sacked by UCLA. No running room that time. And the Bruins.
Odigizuwa.
In on the hit. And he got there quickly. Timeout. 34-33. The conversion. It goes for naught, but the Bears still have a one-point lead in front of UCLA.
Hey Bruins fans, when was the last time you took a scenic trip along the coast? Let the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner take you to top destinations in Southern California. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Skip the hassle of driving and enjoy onboard amenities and a comfortable ride with scenic views. A great escape awaits when you travel by train. Check out trip options and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom, the best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org, federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Keys on that
keys, all across the lake.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
33-34. The Bruins trail by a point. Cal in front of UCLA. 6 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in this contest. First and 10 Bruins, 37-yard line. Jordan James gets a handoff running left across the 40 to about the 43-yard line.
The helmet of number 47 of California came off. He must sit out for one play.
Gain of 6 yards, second down and four for the Bruins.
Good patience by Jordan James, following his blockers, not getting out in front of them.
Nate Starks, he'll go in motion now from left to right. He'll catch a swing pass right at the 40, 45, 50, go into Cal territory, and finally be dropped Looked like Stephen McClure made the hit. 9-yard gain. First and 10, UCLA.
Let me tell you, Mossy Johnson's a player. He's the guy that got the block for Nate Starks so he could knife up field and pick up that first down.
Starks and Jordan. They're going to bookend the quarterback. Here's a handoff. Jordan straight up the middle. And Jordan James gets hit after a 3-yard gain. Not much running room that time. And credited David Davis.
Everybody thought Jordan James was going to be that premier running back for UCLA. It's been Paul Perkins, but now we see him, and they're depending on him, UCLA, here in the fourth quarter with Paul Perkins hurt.
Second down, 7. Starks in motion to the left. Hundley gets the snap. He's going to run it. He comes back to the line of scrimmage, comes right, 40, 35, pushed out of bounds, and then hit. Penalty flags fly. Late hit is going to be on Michael Barton, and that's going to cost Cal dearly after a 14-yard run by Hundley.
And, you know, Hundley ran out of bounds, and Barton actually tackled him by the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Personal foul. Late hit out of bounds, number 8 of the defense. 15-yard penalty. That's an automatic first down.
I mean, it wasn't even a, like, when you see a quarterback going out of bounds, you want to get a, you know, give him some business or something like that. Barton just tackled him around the ankles. And I'm telling you, it was like 4 or 5 yards out of bounds.
Next stop was the ice chest.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to run into the ice chest.
First and 10, Bruins. 16-yard line of Cal. Snap, Hundley. Quick little hit to the outside. Mossy Johnson got it left. Turns the corner. Gets inside the 15. Pushed out of bounds on the 14-yard line on the far side of the field. And Michael Barton was there. 3-yard hookup.
Love the effort by Mossy Johnson, but you need to get north and south. Looked like he could have at least picked up 4 or 5 yards, but decided to spin around the blocker, giving the Cal defense a chance to close in on him.
Massington and Mossy Johnson left and right. Jordan Payton outside of him on the right side. Snap, Hundley. And handoff, Jordan James. And that was almost dangerous because it looked like Hundley, along with Jordan James, got tangled up with the tackler, and they're lucky they got a yard.
Free safety blitz. Michael Lowe came right through the A-gap, and he blew up that play. On a zone read, he tackled Brett Hundley and Jordan James. Empty back set now for UCLA.
Everybody's going out in the pattern on this one. Third down and 8, snap to Hundley. Quarterback keeper runs it. 15, 10, goes to the left, drop. Third, make that the 8-yard line as he wanted to get to the outside. And a nice run of 7 yards by the quarterback of UCLA. Michael Lowe had to make the hit. Here's fourth down for the Bruins.
Yeah, most experienced defender on that Cal defense, able to bring down the running back-like quarterback of UCLA, Brett Hundley. So Taimi Fairburn in for what looks like a 26-yard attempt.
Long go the long snapper. Neuheisel gets the snap, puts it down. The kick is up. It is good. And the Bruins now take the lead. 36-34 on the 26-yard field goal by Kaimi Fairburn. And the Bruins leading by 2. 3:40 left in the ballgame. It has been a seesaw battle between the Bruins and Cal. Here's Jared Goff, first and 10. 21-yard line. There's a pitch. That goes to Daniel Lasko. Runs to the far side. 30 up to the first down marker at the 34-yard line and passed it. An 11-yard run. First and 10, Cal. Clock started to run. Now stops as they move the first down markers. 3:25 left here in this ballgame. 36-34. UCLA with the lead. Cal ball. Their own 35-yard line. Low snap. Goff gets it. Under pressure, throws it. Incomplete. Intended for his man on the outside, on the right, Stephen Austin. Tried to run a little. Look almost like the old-fashioned button hook. And then Miles Jack back defending.
Yeah, a little middle route. And Miles Jack, he got inside. But the low snap made Jared Goff's eyes go down on the ground. Then he looked up. And it always breaks the rhythm of the quarterback if he's not always looking downfield or he has to look down.
Second and 10 from the 35. Snap to Goff. He'll throw this one complete. 40-yard line. Pushed out of bounds. Bryce Treggs in front of the Bruin bench on the left side. 43-yard line. Not enough for a first down. So about 2 yards shy. They've got to go to the 45 to pick up that first down. 8-yard game.
And let's remember the Cal, they're just trailing by 2 points. So James Langford, his long this season is a 47-yarder.
Goff with Lasko in the backfield. Gets the snap. Here's another handoff. Lasko picks up the first down across the 45 to the 50-yard line. And finally dropped. Look like Anthony Jefferson gets credited. 50-yard line, first and 10, Cal. 2:39 left. Bruins up by two. Cal's thinking they want six, but they'll take a three if they can get it.
Yeah, UCLA in a dime defense trying to stop the pass, and Cal running.
Off snap. Play action. No, that's a handoff. Muhammad, he'll take it up the middle. He hasn't seen a lot of action today, but he takes that one to the 45-yard line.
And you know this is four down territory for Cal.
Oh, yeah.
2:12 remaining. Cal has two timeouts. They're trailing by 2 points, 36-34 to UCLA.
Second down, six after a four-yard run by Mohammed. He'll stay in there. Ball resting at the 46-yard line. Snap to Goff under pressure. Slips by the Bruins. Throws a ball kind of weakly incomplete. He was being chased. They almost got him. Jahleel Wadu. With pressure on the old Cal QB.
And it was Takaris McKinley that missed the sack on Jared Goff. Jared Goff somehow got away. And then Jahleel Wadu coming all the way from the safety position on a blitz. Hits Goff as he's trying to get that ball downfield.
Goff in the gun. Third down, six. Waits for the snap. Drops back. Throws it and incomplete. In fact, that pass was thrown at the legs of, really, it looked like Ishmael Adams. Wadu again.
Yeah, Takaris McKinley in on the pressure. And it was a three-man rush. And it was probably one of the best three-man rushes I've seen all season by the Bruins. Now fourth down and six.
1:47 left. Huge. 36-34 Bruins.
46-yard line of UCLA.
Goff. Got Mohammed right next to him. Check that, Daniel Lasko. Snap, Goff. Slides out of the pocket, throws it on the run, complete. They're going to get close to the first down at the 40-yard line, a diving catch. And another player hurt. That looked like Chris Harper that grabbed that ball and then hit
the
deck.
Time out for an injury on the field.
Yeah, Chris Harper took a gigantic hit.
36-34, UCLA by two. 1 minute and 40 seconds left in the game. We've had a couple of injuries that have really stalled the end of this game. Goff, he's going to be in the gun. First and 10 from the 39-yard line. Lasko, the running back on the left. He's going to get the handoff. Take it left. Tackled near the 36-yard line. Wadu is there along with Miles Jack for UCLA. Some help from Kenny Clark.
And Cal can see that Tahan Goodman, he's back about 25 yards at free safety. So they're going to run the football and set it up for a field goal.
Second down, seven, 36-yard line Bruins. Cal ball, snap, Goff, play action. He'll drop back, throw long down the far sideline. This ball is intercepted, I believe, by UCLA.
Marcus Rios.
What an interception. Bruins get the ball back, and they needed it back.
Marcus,
51 seconds left.
Marcus Rios, the ball was just thrown away, it looked like, by Jared Goff, where the receiver stopped. But Rios didn't stop. He made an excellent interception and somehow stayed in bounds. And that's going to win the game for the Bruins. Cal only one timeout.
Kenny Lawler was on a streak down the far right sideline. And Marcus Rios decided he was going to be the receiver and caught the ball. They have it marked at the 2-yard line on where he went out of bounds after the catch.
And he bobbled the ball.
The previous play is under review. The ruling on the field is an interception by the defense.
And they're saying it's UCLA and an interception. A UCLA fan standing right there. So we have our contacts. We have our Huggy Bears.
Yeah.
And even though we cannot hear him, it's going to be first down UCLA. So
wow.
UCLA.
The play just, stands.
The play stands. UCLA just has to take a knee. Has to take a knee. Now remember, you're trailing by 2 points. You're on your own 2-yard line. I'm Cal. I'm sending everybody I got, even the student body, right at Brett Hundley. It has to be a clean exchange.
51 seconds left. Tight formation. Now the officials are going to get back, I believe, in their proper positions because Michael Mothershed had to relay the info to both head coaches and both benches.
Brett Hundley can't retreat.
No, don't
go
backwards.
He has to go forward.
He's at the 2. Snap. Hundley goes forward. There's a scrum.
A timeout now by Sonny Dykes.
And that should be their last timeout. 47 seconds remaining. Tight formation. Hundley gets the snap. Goes forward on the quarterback keeper. 44 seconds. The clock is running. Left. That was second down. Here comes third down now for UCLA.
And there's going to have to be another sneak.
And the Bruins know that Cal cannot stop the clock. They'll go up, take this sneak. That's it. And this game should be over. The officials are going to let time run out. UCLA wins a hard-fought battle. Back and forth. The Bruins upend Cal, waiting for the clock to come to double zeros to make it official. And now it is official. Time has expired. UCLA 36, Cal 34. And really the big hero of the game at the end, Marcos Rios, with an over-the-shoulder catch by the DB on UCLA, outrunning Kenny Lawler, the wideout, on a streak down the far right sideline. The interception, the Bruins take a knee for a couple of times, actually three downs. And that's it. UCLA comes away with their fifth win of the year. They're now 5-2. In league play, they're 2-2. For Cal, they are 2-3 in league, and their record goes to 4-3. But it's official in the books. The Bruins win it.